This track is the part that Sat talks about the article Art of Living from Love and Wisdom.
Now we'll read from Sat's book, Love and Wisdom. This passage is from the wisdom section called The Art of Living. Our teaching is about the art of living. The art of living is integration of spirituality in day-to-day activities. The art of living allows us to live. It gives us life. The art of living is to be in the world, but not of it. The art of living tells us how to not give importance to the individual mind and the universal mind. The art of living teaches us how to live in this world and how to handle different situations in the world. The art of living not only eliminates the falsehood of body identification, it also eliminates the falsehood of believing this world is real. In our dedication to free ourselves or to have peace of mind, we have freed the whole world because it is universal. It is very hard for the mind to understand, but if you can trust me, you will see that no other remedy has ever worked. Why hasn't it worked? Because it was like we put a temporary ointment on a large, deep sore. So what is the remedy? It is the elimination of the false. It is the elimination of the false. It is the elimination of the false. Sat, November 2007.
This part in The Art of Living where Sat says, if you trust me, you will see that no other remedy has ever worked. That is so true. As it was being read, with my whole body, I said, yes, that is so true. Nothing else works. It's nice to finally hear that and fully get it.
When I say that, trust me, no other remedy works, I don't mean that we are special. It only means that we are following the ancient truth, no matter who says it and how they say it. Now, when I say the other remedies don't work, because all the other remedies come from the same mind that has caused disease and discord. So, how can this contradiction of living brings any permanent remedy unless you eliminate what is the cause of remedy and the cause of needing remedy? Do I make it clear? Yeah. So that is what it means. By no means does it say, trust me. When I say trust me, it means trust the truth, trust the I. And I really, really believe that nothing else works. In my personal life and in collective lives that I have come across during my life, I have come to realize that it's just nonsense. Is never a permanent joy, freedom, and healing effect. So I wanted to make sure that this is nothing personal. It's just the truth. Whoever have realized it and expressed it is the same as what is being said here. But the realization of it is the most important. So it's not just the words thrown in the air. There has to be a conviction and realization to be able to say, as Radha was saying, I am convinced that it's true. It is not because she trusts me, it's because she sees it in her own life And that is priceless.
The first question, Sat says, the art of living is integration of spirituality in day-to-day activities. The art of living allows us to live. It gives us life. The art of living is to be in the world, but not of it. What does integration of spirituality in day-to-day activities mean for you and your life? Or what does it mean for you to be in the world, but not of it?
When I think of the art of living, I view it as kind of a period of life before sat and after sat, where you go through your day, and after sat you have some foundation to return to, and you can go off of your day and think and go off of your mind, and but you have something to return to. So you might have lapses that last minutes or hours or whatever, but there's something that you come back to, and slowly those minutes or hours hopefully become shorter. But before that, you had nothing to return to. So it would just be weeks and months and years upon years, and everything just builds, and you just go with everything.
Just waited for the next disaster.
Yeah, I really agree, because the life of a person that works full-time, the art of living takes a different shape than someone that is more in the position of householding. Holding the house. And for a man or a woman working full time, to realize that is extremely important, because when you're working, you work. But when the stories of work starts piling and distract you from doing the quality work that you like to do, like Vijay say, you have an anchor. It's not like before that you get swayed or moved by all the stories around the problem. Then little by little, you see that whatever comes in front of you, there is no resistance. You shoot the ball. But when the stories begin to bug you down, you remember your anchor. You go back to stability. And that is something that I wish every man and woman that are working full-time would learn. And that is really art of living. Art of living is not to have this differences when you're working and say, oh, I should have meditated, I should be meditating, I should have more peace. No, you work. But so many other things around your work gets eliminated. The worry, the concern, the resistance, the stories, the this and that. And then you're aware when you're doing too much is too much. You're aware. You're beginning to have the mastery of your own recognition. And so when that happens, you know to pull down, to pull back, maybe even to take off for a few hours. But that's when the rein of the horses of mind is in your hand now. You can let it go and achieve, or you can pull it back and find balance. So to me, this is really precious, particularly in the Western society where work is money and money is survival, where other countries, it doesn't play that strong role. So I agree, we all are having an anchor that is unmovable, is an eternal anchor. And the more we remember that we do have this, and we do have technique to untangle ourselves, the more we are in art of living. In living in the world and not of it are two sides of the same coin. Go ahead.
This week at work, something happened that disturbed me and made me, I had to deal with being angry. And it was a great challenge, I'll say. And when we had a discussion on Thursday where Sat was talking about being simple minded, I got to practice trying to be simple, even though there was something that I was kept coming back to try to grab my attention. I had an amazing couple of moments where I felt like everything around me was just a gift for me that I was ignoring. And when I was able to try to be simple-minded, I just realized all the gifts laid out in front of me that I was ignoring.
Oh, beautiful. That's the music to my ears. That is so true. A moment of reflecting on the truth you heard and staying opens up so much grace. Just that very moment. And you eliminated all sorts of regret and all sorts of tension in that very split second moment. And as we pull out the truth that is within our own heart, that we have heard and realized that it is there, in the very critical moments, like you say, we realize that this type of pushing the buttons of each other is like the story of the sweeper that I told in my classes a long time ago, meaning that again, another is opportunity if we can victoriously come out of it. If we don't, next time we will. But if we can do it at that moment, is a huge boost of real self-confidence on your real self. And it's precious, really precious.
Sat, I pulled just two passages from this last chat that felt so aligned with what Bubba said. Is it okay if I just read these two sections?
Yes, please.
One of the most profound truths that all the realized people have come to know is that you and I are not this human. We are dreaming humanhood. And not saying that out of some philosophy, I know it. And you know it if the mind simplifies itself. You can testify to that because we are all that, period. There is nothing but that. There is no existence apart from that. There is no consciousness apart from that. You can find it in the silence of the mind. That's the bottom line. And then I pulled this section out because it really felt so related to what we're talking about tonight. When you are doing the meditation, notice the silence in a relaxed mode. Just settle. Now this is who we are. And in this mode, the doing happens. There is a simplicity. There is no rising. There is no taking thoughts. This is true letting go, letting be, letting God. Now, with the eyes open, notice the silence. With the crowd around, notice the silence in a relaxed mode. This is when spontaneously the flow has a hollowness to move through. Keep noticing the silence and also being aware that you have sunk into your origin. The thinker, as the name and form, is pretty much faded. The mind is relaxed. Now sink even deeper. Just settle down deeper with your attention. Again, notice this stillness. You can feel the expansion of this stillness without boundary. You can't say where you began and where you end. You just are. Only existence is. This is knowing thyself. There is an existence without this and that. The art of living is to be that I am, that I am. Oh, it is so hard to talk. Now for a moment, where is all that commotion? They were never real. Where did the seriousness of life go? They never were.